This is Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call to Bus, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind.
The recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Uruk.
Human.
Uruk.
Sir Slimy Reptilian.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? Yes, another day in the cult. Here we are. Comedian Wood, Adam Nutter as well. How you doing?
Yo, buddy? Good. What? Tired. We're good.
Tired, I know.
All right, we're good.
I know. Little boys, what do you got here? What's going on today, bud? I mean, it's you look good. I'm happy to be back talking with you. The two masters of the cult. Just chilling.
See, it was my day. My day was, this is the first thing I did today. This right now.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So. Yeah, you're not sleeping. Would you say like this is probably some of the worst sleep like problems you've had in a while?
Easily, dude. I feel like I wish I could do like a Rip Van Winkle. He was a sleep guy, right?
I think so. Okay. I think.
Fuck it. Whatever. I'm going to go with it. Rip Van Winkle. I wish I could just Rip Van Winkle my life and just sleep for like fucking 30 years. I could just catch. I mean, you can't catch up on sleep either, which is annoying. It's a stupid flaw. Also, why do we need sleep? Also, doesn't make sense really when you think about it. Stupid.
You're going to be going like one of those tech bros who tried to solve not eating.
Yeah.
Like there's the crunchers, the hackers who are just like, they needed to spend every moment on the computer. They got frustrated by having to stop and eat. So they developed some bullshit shake. It's like some green disgustingness that they were then tried to sell.
I need to put young teenager blood in my body like the other guy's doing.
Oh, nice.
The billionaire. I don't know his name, but he's like,
Trump?
No,
Biden?
He looks like shit.
Might be Biden.
He looks even worse. they're putting, I think, old people body blood in them if they're doing it. They're doing it wrong. They're not doing it right. That dude who's putting his son's blood into him, like he recycles his son's blood, and like the guy looks good. I don't know. That shit might work. So maybe vampires are up to something. I don't know.
I don't trust any person that has had money for over 10 years and like listen to them. I'm like, you have not had anything close. I mean, I barely respect you. You know what I mean? And you just because you're doing significantly better than me. I can't listen to you. We don't deal with the same problems, dude. You know what I mean? It's completely
different. We have different issues for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, my bank's like, you have too much money. I'm like, I know.
It's a nightmare for you. I know. Different, definitely different problems. I'm out here trying to, you know, I'll do anything right now to pay my mortgage. I don't give a shit. I'm trying to become a gigolo. I'm trying to, I might be just stealing TVs on the back of trucks.
Nice,
yeah, I'm going to be, it's going to be great. I'm excited.
It's called an Italian
it.
Work day. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called, SVU extra, whatever the fuck I'm scram boys.
Just stealing these trucks off the back of the lot. Don't mind me as it always questioning you about like other crimes. You just continue to work completely casually.
It's like broad daylight and you have a guy who's stealing TVs, two guys who are laughing as they come out the back. You're like, why are you laughing and like having a jovial time like no one's seen you? Like this
that
is
show
insane.
Is truly the worst show ever made, like the SVUs and like the Law and Order. It's the most unreal. Even take away like the fake police side of it, people just don't talk or interact the way that they write that show. Like it's just so unreal. It's like very monotone of a conversation a lot of time. Whereas people just like you know, you got to go down to the courthouse, and the guy's like, okay, like they're both just like there's no inflection in voices. Until like the main part of the show where like every like the climax of the show, every episode is almost the same exact formula where it's like, you know, terrible bad guy gonna rape somebody, and then the lesson of the show, like remember the comedian one when the like bad jokes turn to rape, and you're like, I don't know if that's true. Like it's just, like their morals are just weird on that show. Like they just it's a terribly written show.
It's crazy that Aziz signed on to like to still do the part. You'd think he would be like, it's probably not good for me to do it, but that'd be great if they got somebody with allegations to do the part.
Dude, that's kind of like the you know, when he was playing a pedophile in the show You.
Mm.
You're like,
We think you'd be great for this role. I don't know what it is about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just something we see in you.
Think about your body language. We just love it.
That's the toughest part, you know, with LA, like you're typecast, but some people are just typecast to be creeps. Like you're just like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, you play a great creep. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I would be excited about playing a creep always. I mean, you get to work, so that's good. You know, you're a working actor, but I play a creep in everything. Like just, I play the creep in that movie and I was a creep in this movie. I don't know what it is about me. Like you're just disgusting. Yeah.
Dude, that's a fucking weird world. Yeah. Dude. Like acting and just, especially like if you're not like a lead, but you're constantly like just like a background character actor.
Bit part
like,
or something.
Yeah, like you're just constantly like fighting every day to find like something. Like you have no consistent, and you're not getting like paid like, you know, a one lump sum where you be like, I could live off this for a while. It's like probably getting like SAG minimum. You know? Yeah. Like, that shit's rough, dude. I mean, I guess we're doing that also kind of.
It's the same thing.
So I guess I can see that. But at least the comedy, it's like that's us. You know, it's like we have to do that with our own brains. Like, no one's writing that for us. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to if you're going for an actor, it's like you're just really relying on like someone else being like, yeah, this sounds like you would fit the thing I wrote or the thing that we produced or the thing that we did. Like, as opposed to like it's our kind of our own merit, at least part of it's our own merit. You know, the rest is like whatever, playing the game, but we're kind of in control of our own destiny.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. It's a little interesting way to look at it. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like acting sounds easier. Obviously.
Oh, it's definitely probably easier. Oh, for sure easier.
Are you getting shorter or just your back that?
Oh bad? No, I'm stretching. Sorry. My back. Also the camera moves, so now I look shorter than I am.
Here we go. Now I'm opening a whole can of worms.
No, you just did that now. I was fine. I was just explaining to the audience who might not be watching what you were explaining about. No, I am a 6 foot man, and how dare you insinuate otherwise.
All right. Yeah, going out on dates is when women, they bring up the height thing.
And yeah.
There's a lot. Yeah, they're like, guys who put, I don't know why she decided to tell me that part. Because, like, yeah, I know, I get it. Like, yeah, anyone who's below 6 foot, like, but wants to be 6 foot, always put 6 foot. Like, but if I'm putting above 6 foot, like, on there, like, if I'm putting, you know, my height, like, why would I lie about it? If I can't put 6'5" and show up and I'm 5'8", it's just, it's insane. It doesn't make any sense. But women are still like, oh, you're tall. I'm like, yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't pass for 6'1". I don't think. Like, I'm barely 6 feet.
Like, I don't know. I don't think I don't know. Here's me stereotyping women in one large swath. I would say every time I meet a woman, they have no concept of height.
Well, because they're all short.
Yeah, they just have no.
You know, it's like, yeah, it's like a whale trying to describe what a fucking computer is. It's like, you know, they don't fucking get it.
It's just like that.
Dumb animals trying to figure out greatness.
What?
I'm pumping you up, bro. Shut
up. Perfect analogy. Perfect analogy. No, nailed it. Nailed it. Obviously.
My 6 foot king. My 6 foot five king. That's right. Yeah, you're better than those hoes. See that? You're pumping her up in this podcast.
This is, again, going to a place where it's, I feel like you're projecting now. Immediately just be like, yeah, fuck those women. I was like, no one said that. I don't know why.
No, but, you know, they're whores, right?
I'm trying. Jesus Christ. It's tough to be friends with you. It's good, but I like it, you know, but it terrifies me. So it's, no, yeah. They're fine. It's just pointing it out. That's weird. I'm like, yes, I put a height on there. That is accurate. I don't know why you're... You're pointing it out is fine, but
how many fucking meetings these chicks probably go through where the picture is like, oh, this is you, and it's like a literal manatee they're meeting, and it's like some with their, you know, ninth grade fucking class picture.
Mine are great, yeah, ninth grade, yeah, sure. I mean, that happens on both sides, yeah, 100%. Mine's great because I think they're right before I got in better shape and like took better care of myself, so they look fine. But I'm actually better looking now. So then I show up and they're just like, oh, shit.
That's the opposite. You just reverse carded. You Uno carded them, dude. You hit them with the reverse. You thought. Boom.
I'm actually more ripped. I'm more ripped than you thought.
That's not my dick.
Both of us burping. On mic. Perfect. It's been fun. What was I going to say? But the dating, it's fun. Yeah, I don't know why they pointed out. They make it a thing. you know, I get it that you guys have been betrayed, but also women don't know height. Like, have you ever been sitting next to a woman when you're watching a movie and they have been like, oh my God, yeah, wow, she's tall. And she, not realizing that all film is shot from 4 foot high. Like, it's not, yeah. They will shoot you lower. Yeah. She's like, man, she's tall. She's got to be like 6'2". And I'm like, no, she's standing next to Sylvester Stallone. Like, he's 5'4". Like, yeah. It's, you can, you know, he's tiny. They're just shooting him low.
That, but like, I'm the same way with like age, right? Where I can watch a movie, I'm like, that chick's there 40. Like, I can't, I don't know age. And people like, 22. I'm like, totally 22. Nailed it. Yeah.
Is that 22. You just trying to get this recorded so that you can claim it to the police? So, officer, I don't know age. I have a giant problem with age. You can look at my podcast. It shows you over and over again.
All the time. Age is just a number. And that right. is, I well, don't now know. You're,
okay, that's not good because that's not even with the same argument. But not only do I not know age, but it's also just a number, guys. If you think about it, it's like, sounds like you know age, actually.
That's my new character called burying yourself in a detective's room. Yeah. That's my new character I'm working on.
Have you ever, well, I know you probably have, but I don't know. So for you, it'd be what's the most intense, but have you ever had to testify and, or
never
what's the most
one
intense?
Time, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. I've had to testify.
Grand jury was the furthest I ever had to do.
Oh, okay.
Grand jury, which is not, that's dumb as fuck. But yeah, it's the furthest I ever had to go in anything ever in my life, ever. And that's like nothing even that impressive. It's like kind of dumb.
Yeah. Funny comic.
You're in a room with like 27 other people. It's like 27 people, I think, in New York. And like that just gets narrowed down eventually at one point. And they just ask you, it's people asking you, and you're not even in a courtroom yet. You're just in a room and yeah. like the, and they just ask you wild questions that don't even, I had to go for some guy choked his girlfriend out and like, that was it. That was a little,
you do an impromptu MMA match and it gets all weird. You know what I mean?
You can't choke your girlfriend anymore. What world are we coming to? You can't fucking do a little corrective action. I don't understand. So it's just 27 people being like, so was it like sunny? And I'm like, I don't know how that's relevant to any of this, but sure, yeah, it was sunny. Like it's that, a lot of it. And you're just like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
First I've ever gone. So no, I have no idea what it's like to testify.
Gotcha. There's actually a funny comic in Philly. People who check out our stuff know Peggy O'Leary. But if you don't, funny comic, check her out. She was talking to me off mic. Like she's on like a big trial. Duty? She's on like grand jury duty, and
so
it's,
she's not on the jury.
It's like a two. No, jury. Well, no, it's not what you think. It's okay. Yes, she is, because she got picked as an alternate, so she did get selected.
Okay,
and this is for like when they pick. This is when they bring in like 200 people because they have to get so many jurors, then they have to get so many alternates, and this is like a 2-year process, and it's nuts. And she got picked as like an alternate, and she was just telling me about the process. And it's like, yeah, because it's like a 2-year commitment. Just even
what
if you're an alternate.
Case? Can she
no,
state,
she right? can't talk about it. And I wouldn't, yeah, she can't talk about it, you know, or anything. So, and also she doesn't know, right? Because it's a grand jury, like supreme grand jury for like the state, so or whatever. And it's more of whatever cases would need to come that might come along in the 2-year span, the jury that's selected does it. Like they handle those things of like a jury of their peers has said that this case is not worth going to the, you know, moving up the chain and actually going to trial, or if it is.
So my advice is throw those letters out when you get them.
Well, that's a problem because she was actually, no. Yeah, sure, guys. Commit felony. It's fine. Because for those, if they...
How the fuck would they know you got it in the mail?
Well, the problem is if they find it... Yes, this was discussed because it's... But if it's opened, that's the thing, right? Like, Lily, like you can get a letter, but if it's not opened, but then it's fine, apparently. But someone, yeah.
Just right in the fucking tree.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm seeing the address and I'm going, oh, okay. Doom. Fuck out of here.
I get it.
The fuck
out of
here, dude.
Yeah. Like, did not see. Yeah.
It's insane why you would go to jury duty willingly is insane. It's fucking crazy to me. Or just if you want to get out of it, be like, what's the race of the defendant? I hate them. White guy.
Right.
I hate white people. Whatever. Yeah. Like, get me the fuck out of here.
Man, white people have a big problem. Yeah. What's interesting is that she said that when they ask those questions, it's actually in a group. They ask those questions. So I was wondering about that.
Yeah, right? They do. Yeah.
They don't let anyone, because you have to stand out. Like you have to then raise your hand. Would anyone like object to that. And shit. Jesus Christ, buddy.
Sorry. I was about to fucking pick my hat. I hit my microphone.
You're solid. You are just a rock.
Don't worry about it. No, by the way, does even have to be addressed? You fucking, okay. I went, ooh, real quick. You could have kept talking your point. No, you have to bring attention to my fucking stupidity. Asshole.
Well,
and
then
I called you a king. You know what? Fuck you. You suck.
Right.
No one fuck this guy.
well handled, buddy. You did. You taught me a lesson on that one. Yeah, it's, but no, I was wondering the same thing. Like, how, okay, well, you just probably make something up. And get, well, like, she's like, no, they ask those questions all to like a revolt. So you have to be like, no, I'm that, and I have to say it. And yeah,
I'm doubling down. I couldn't give a shit less. No one's going to see me again. These people are fucking strangers to me. They don't live in with me. I'll be like, yeah, I'm racist to everybody here. Whatever. Yep. Y'all, I hate everybody. Cool.
Right.
Get me the fuck out of here. And if people really, if I'm doing that and people are like, this guy has a real problem, like, fuck, you're an idiot. You know what I'm doing. I want to go play home and play fucking Madden. I don't want to sit here and listen to your fucking shitty murder trial. I don't give a fuck. Figure it out.
Yeah, it's tough. She's like one alternate off. So she's not even on the jury, but she still needs to be ready. But she probably will be, maybe. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Are you going to sequester her and make her go to a hotel for like fucking 5 months?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Well, I mean, she is like, active check-ins. It's pretty nuts. Like, yeah, because the chance of someone dropping, probably, maybe, like, you know, someone
would
drop.
I allowed to just be like, I'm good, right?
Yeah, no. But I just mean schedule-wise, maybe they have a kid, whatever it might be. They might become invaluable or like, yeah, viable to like be able to do the jury for scheduling reasons.
Isn't
it
also wild how like you could just theoretically be like, I don't want to do this. Like you could tell the judge and they'll still be like, well, no, if I'm a judge and someone's be like, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to do everything in my power to not care about this. I'm going to be like, yeah, get rid of this guy. Like he's not worth it to us. Like, is he really a judge of my peers? No, this guy's clearly like guilty, not guilty. I don't care. Get me the fuck out of here. Because like, I didn't do this. I didn't fucking arrest this guy. I didn't fucking get involved in this.
I'm not a part of the society. I'm not a part of the society.
You and
it's sovereign citizenship.
Yes, you and I do this very differently. I do not care. So it's like, yeah, figure it out. You want to play fucking lawmaker? Figure it out. Don't fucking pull me from my fucking time. I could be sleeping. Playing Xbox, much bigger important things going on than fucking going to watch. Oh, this guy murdered 7 people. Cool. Figure it out. I don't care. He didn't murder me. Have you told him to fight back better? No, I don't know. Right. Try harder. Very annoying.
Okay.
Get my rant over.
I just want you guys to imagine that's not, he's expressing this for a thing he's not even having to do. Do you know
it
what I mean?
Me though, you know?
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm on her behalf.
She's excited, I think.
Shut up. Don't ruin this for me. I'm on her behalf. We talked. On her behalf, I'm mad for her. I'm her mouthpiece for the jury that you think.
It seems to be. I guess you are. It's pretty intense. Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely tough. But yeah, I wonder, yeah, what would you try to come up with an excuse? Because again, the questions are like, can anyone find a reason?
If I can't use racism?
I don't know how, yeah, like, because remember, there is no certain case. That's what I'm saying. They're not asking you, like, would you have a problem? It's not a certain case. You will have possibly a couple of cases. So they're not asking you those questions, right? It's kind of tricky. Because they can't be like, you know, does anyone have a problem with black people? You know what I mean? There's not
okay,
a
cool.
race.
So then you just go in there and you just go, I am racist. You just say it, right? You just say it
but
right off the bat.
That doesn't exclude you.
Yes, it does.
No. Hey, everyone, stop. Be logical right now. Come on. Let's get to a funny thing about like, be logical. Because you can't just, I don't know if people understand this, Adam, and you apparently don't, which is annoying me. Racism is okay in the eyes of the court. Like, I mean, you have to then, because the next question is like, okay, you're racist. And like you have expressed, do you think you would favor? Like, again, there are no cases, so you can't use racism really in this instance. But like, even if you tried being like, well, I hate
Polish, whatever the defendant is.
Yeah, yeah. Like, just let you know, whatever the defendant is. But again, then another lawyer, I know, but then a prosecutor was like, okay, that's good. We might want to keep you because you know, that one side's going to try to get you off, the other side's going to be like, actually, that works in our favor. He's more conservative or some bullshit.
Prosecution is out. We're like, actually, that's awesome.
I don't know. We're not lawyers, but I'm just knowing that people have talked about this of like trying to get off jury duty and stuff. It's not as easy as you think. Like, yeah, you know what always reminds me is some comics got that bit of like, I think it was Big J was talking about it. I don't think he just goes, yeah, it was in court. Like, we're waiting, but there's other trials. And a guy stands up and it's for a case. And they ask him if for like a, you know, a retrial, the defense asks, you know, and he stands up and he's like, yeah, I think, you know, I need one. And he has to say to the court, or the judge asks him, like, what's the reason? Like, why, you know, it's like, well, I am on a list, and, or, you know, I basically admitting to pedophilia or like, yeah, or assault of a minor or something like that. And then the next guy comes up and it's, and he just goes like, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's any reason. And the guy just goes, oh yeah, could we talk in private? Like, and the judge is like, sure. The guy goes, that was an option the whole time. Like, he openly admitted in court that he definitely fucking touched a kid or something. And then just the other guy in front of him, who's kind of there for like a same thing of like, oh, you guys, you know, these cases are bunched together. He just goes, yeah, could we talk in private? And the guy's like, oh yeah, sure. Just like, wow, you did not need to say that. Oh,
I like how that guy was so ready to be like, guys, I'm a pedophile. I'm like, this is a lobby. So
yeah.
I mean, that's cool, but you can wait until we get inside. That's fucking wild. I don't know where I heard this. It could have been from a friend, but someone tried the I'm racist thing, and they just talked to the guy. Like, well, why? Like, it's about his feelings. And he's like, damn it. Just fucking try to get out of here.
Yeah,
or
no,
just,
I know.
Or try to hit all the things. Be like, I'm racist. I'm gay. I'm also homophobic. And I hate women and men. And just try to cover all the things. Be like, I hate everybody. I am a beacon of hate.
I feel like it's easy. Like, this would be easy if you just try to play some kind of medical card. You know, like, I don't know. You know,
right? They might ask you for proof of that.
Well,
like,
I don't know. Like, if I try to be like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have a medical marijuana card, and I like to smoke weed pretty much constantly.
And they'd be like, yeah, me too. And they high five you in the fucking right. courtroom. Like, then, no one cares about weed, dude.
Fuck. Yeah, I just do belly bumps with a fucking judge. He's like, yeah. Get that green. Like, just like that leaf, dude.
Yeah, man. The judge is like, actually, spark one up right now.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Yeah, what the fuck? No one cares.
Yeah, it's just 420 judge, bro. We just hang out.
Like, I didn't know this guy was awesome. Like, fucking, let's go. Like, we definitely want the guy on the jury.
Yeah.
Surprised with fucking dank weed the whole fucking time.
Exactly.
That's wild fucking. That's worse than the racism thing. Way worse than the racism thing.
I think it. I wouldn't be surprised if people who are dealing with schizophrenia or something like that could just don't ever do jury duty ever. They're just, you know, they just go like, well, if I don't take my meds, sometimes I hear voices or something. And you're like, yeah, that's going to be a problem.
That's what I'd even think about. Just show up there and be like, yeah, that's cool. I'll do this. But what's up with that teddy bear behind you? Or just say shit like that. And they'd be like, yeah, this guy can't. You got to go, right? Like, this guy's really out of his fucking mind. And just say shit like that.
Because then, yeah, you ask for proof or something, and you're just like, no, I mean, I don't go there. I'm fine. I mean, but there was like a teddy bear back then.
Yeah, like, you guys are weird ones for not addressing the teddy bear. He was being very nice.
I think playing crazy, it works in fights. It works in, you know, like, keeping people away from you. It might just be the way to get out of jury duty.
It's that old Louis C.K. joke where he's like, if you walk into the back of a restaurant by accident, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry. People are like, yeah, you're a fucking idiot. But you walk in there, and you're like, ah! You're like, oh shit, you know, it's like, yeah, respect crazy. You respect crazy, you don't respect stupid. It's yeah, you gotta go crazy or racist or whatever. That's the, I think, the move to get out of jury duty. Crazy might work better now I'm thinking about it.
I feel you. I think so as well.
Well, you combine the two, crazy racist. Bam.
Crazy racist. Yeah.
And it's like ultimate. That's like a fucking nuclear weapon. That's like the ultimate. That's an unstoppable force we need to move a object, right?
No, I agree. It's yeah, I'm trying to think. I wouldn't be able to come up with anything. I know it. I would be the same way. I'd be like, I would actually probably try to do a work argument. I would. Like, dude, I can't be here.
I can see you panicking so much where instead of, you would just be like, I would love to do this. Oh, fuck. Like, right away. Like,
no, I think I would genuinely be. I was like, because I know they pay like $25 a day or something. And I'd be like, guys, realistically, I will like lose my home. Like, I'm just like, there's no way for me to, there's no job that's going to pay. Like, this is not going to work. I need to work. So yeah.
Or you just get in there and try the jury nullification route as hard as you can. Just to, if they're not going to let you go and you're like, all right, I'm going to blow this up from the inside and just go in there and be like, no, I refuse to process this case because I think it's bullshit.
Yeah. Try to, just, maybe.
Just again, do that.
It's that Supreme Court grand jury like stuff that like there's no specific case. So they're going to get you. They're going to get you. There's no real reason. And if they like you based on whatever your answers and the way you look, you're in there, man. That sucks. And then if you don't show up,
well, that's,
and they try to track you down and figure out, yeah, that's a whole problem. I know. Do you ever have friends who are out on warrants? Did you? I mean, it's tough given your past, but like,
really.
No, right?
I could. I mean, I wasn't really hanging out.
Just, I was just thinking parking. Like, I'm thinking like parking warrant. You know what I mean? Like those, some people don't pay them. And then before you know it, you're like, ah, fucking Dale's got warrants and we got pulled over because, you know, whatever.
Outrageous thing, by the way, where they're like, you couldn't pay your parking ticket, so we're going to invade your home and pull you out of your house with guns for parking tickets. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's usually got to get to a point where it's ridiculous, but yeah, it is pretty nuts. I mean, if they were getting just throwing out warrants for a $34 ticket, it's like, come on now.
No, but it's a crazy concept either way. For just like fucking, it's like we didn't get our money from the fucking thing
something. Yeah. And like, also okay. Something, yeah, it's pretty nuts. It's a modern technology would tell you just like, all right, officer, pull out your Venmo. We don't need to arrest me. Just like, give me the fucking Venmo right now. I'll pay it. Like, I guess that's what we'll do. We don't have to bring the court into this.
It's also hilarious because it's like, usually you're probably not paying because you don't have money, right? Because you're poor. And it's like you don't have money to pay these parking tickets. Like, I don't have money to pay my family. And they're like, cool, now you go to jail. It's like, that helps. Thank you. That really helped my financial situation.
I think I told you about a cop guy who was coming in. He was a guest on another pod, and he was talking about this exact thing, which was interesting. Of like, yeah, he's like, I don't write tickets that way. Like, I don't encourage people that I work right. Like, you know, it's brutal when you just have like, you just wrote that single mom over traffic. $800 worth of tickets.
That's all it is.
And just ruined her, berated her as well, like trying to teach her a lesson or something. And she's gonna have to work like so
Dude,
much.
There were some guys who were such cowards. Like they wouldn't write like maybe the sketchy black dude they pulled over because they were afraid, but they would write like the single mom. They know there's no pushback.
Cold. Yeah. You gotta be fucking
damn, a lot dude. Of fucking pussies in that job, dude. I'm telling you, a lot it's of like, pussies in that job.
It's like Death Wish, fucking the movie Death Wish, kind of cold. That's tough.
Yeah, dude, it's fucked up, and that's 100% fact. It's not like I'm not making that up. That is a real thing. So if people are fine, whatever. That's a whole.
I believe it. It sounds right too. It does.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd be too cool of a cop, probably. But I would. I'd be too cool. There'd be an issue.
What would be the cool things you do?
I'd do so many cool things. I would I would do finger guns unironically often. I know that.
Like if someone has a gun, you're like, raise like that.
Yeah. I definitely want to. Almost Death Wish style. Like
that would be intimidating as fuck, by the way. If I'm a criminal and a cop runs up to me and he's like, freeze with his finger, I'd be like, can you? Shoot me with that? Like I would be very concerned.
Just really fuck people up, and then like have you in the car as my partner, just with like a laser dot on their, their shirt, just like this. And I'm like, see, man, I don't even. We're so fucking nuts out here. We have a sniper on you right now. That's how fucked up I am in the head. Like I'd be that. I'd be that. I want to be basically like a combination of Tango and Cash. Like I want to. I want to be to use a fucking dated reference, but it's been fun. It's been out on more dates. It's been a good old time. I don't know what else is going on. There's been some crazy shit. Yeah, we got to do plugs. We got more after this, but it's been such a journey. We're catching up, buddy. All right, let's do some little plug music and get going. Adam Nutter,
crazy.
I know, buddy. I know. Should I just soothe you? Shh.
Honestly, that'd be great.
Shh, why don't you give us some plugs, buddy? Go ahead. We're gonna put you down for a
bit. Let's touch my dick a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a little dick touch. Guys, go follow me on Twitter at Adam Nutter. Thanks. Also, go follow at 5 till midnight on YouTube, on Spot, wherever you get podcasts. It's fun. We do that live every Monday at 8:00. So come check it out. Tomorrow night I'll be at the Ice House. No, I won't. That was yesterday because this goes out Wednesday. Yeah. So thanks for coming out to the Ice House Wednesday in Bethlehem. That was fun. I mean, Tuesday night in Bethlehem. That was fun. So, come see me February 23rd up in Costa Mesa, March 28th out in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. April 12th and 13th in Corpus Christi and April 23rd in Duluth, Minnesota, I think. I don't know. I'm bad at this. Yep. Nailed it.
Good,
the 19th in Duluth, Minnesota. Sorry. Fuck. The 12th and 13th in Corpus Christi, Texas. Coming out to those shows. And March 8th, I'll be at, we'll do the Meyer show. I'm at the Meyer show for sure in Philly. So coming out to those. It's a good old time. And I am done.
Nice. Yeah, guys, you can follow Adam all over the place. Go check out his dates again right here up on your screen. And if you're not on the YouTube, get over to youtube.com/cultofus for all his dates and details. And at Adam Nutter on Instagram for everything there. Follow him all over the place. You can come and check me out all over the place as well. Droptent.com/cultofus. All right. You can get all our stuff there.
There's no fucking in there. Just slash cultofus.
There's a fucking. There is actually a fucking in there. I have put a fucking in there, just so you know. But yeah, come on out. Oh, man. That's why I didn't set it to loop. Oof. It's flawless. There's going to be a learning curve. Yeah, there's going to be a learning curve. I haven't said, you know, I haven't worked our bit in a bit. So it's all good. But yeah, come follow me at I Am Neil Wood on all the social media, or go over to my website, neilwood.com, or IamNeilWood.com. Get over to there and you can check out all the upcoming shows we got coming up. I'll do a little update. But if you want to reach on out, check out my electronic press kit, all that kind of bullshit, whatever. Go check it out over there. You can follow me at I Am Neil Wood on everything. Thank you so much, guys. You can check out a bunch of great stuff that we do over at droptent.com/events and droptent.com/biggestlittlecomedy. You can check out all the great stuff we got going on over there. Check out all the shows we have coming up. You can check us out at Myers Brewing Company coming up February 9th. We've got a great show for you with comedians from the local area and headliner Eric Terrell's coming through. He's did his special at Helium. He's great. You'll love him. Comedian Preach. We've got a bunch of great comics for you, so check that out. And tons. Albert Davis from the Seriously Dad podcast. But you can get all that information over at droptent.com/biggestlittlecomedy for all the dates and details. And of course, check out our store. You can go over and get some great Cult of Us merch. Boom. We got shirts. We got hats. We got I've been rocking the tie-dye. I've been rocking the tie-dye and get compliments on it all the time. It's a good pattern. It's great. So check it on out. Support us a little bit. We appreciate you and keeps us going. So thank you so much. And of course, Adam, I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared. I have got Patreon up, Adam. Oh God, I'm not gonna make it. But like I said, go over to Cult of Us on droptent.com and you can check out all of our stuff and content. Even on Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus.
Ooh, you need to update your Patreon website. That's a terrible green picture.
Yeah, no, I know. It's all good. But yeah, check us out over at patreon.com/cultofus. $5 gets you in the door. You can get all the extra content just for $5 a month and jump into our Discord, watch MMA fights, movie watches. 300's
coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be a goodie. And yeah, you get a t-shirt for basically free, right? So you're going to let us know the dimensions of your sweet bod and get a bunch of extra episodes and earlier than you like too. So a bunch of cool stuff, $5. Jen, follow us all over the place at Cult of Us. You can find a bunch of good stuff here. Don't forget YouTube, iTunes, all that good stuff. Give us a rate and review. We appreciate it. Let's bring in this thing for a landing, dude. Boom. Hard cut. I wish they had a little feathering on that. That'd be nice.
Yeah, no, I just fade it down.
Yeah, no. But...
pause it. What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
I could be hanging with you depending on what's going on. I don't know. What are you doing?
If you want to come over, probably that's fine.
Oh, that'd be cool. We could do this. All right, yeah. Sure. You know the podcast is still recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course I do. Yeah.
Cool.
I haven't bet in like weeks. I've been saving it up for one
community.
Cumulative. Oh my God.
Cum.
Cumulative. Fuck, that's a stupid word. Cumulative. I can't say it again.
Bet. Just say
no, no.
Bet.
This is the principle now.
Cumulative.
You can't say it either. I fucked it up. Both of
You're fucking it up so bad that it's getting into my brain now. Cumulative.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to say the first half, and you say that word, and then I'm going to continue the story. Okay.
You hit the L, and it just falls apart. I mean, you're like,
my mouth goes absolutely retarded in the middle of that.
Cumulative. Cumulative.
No, ready? Cumulative. I'm going to set it up, and you're going to say the word.
I'm going to knock it down. I love it.
Okay. This Sunday, I'm going to set up all my bets for one.
Cumulative.
Win or loss.
Nice. Wonderful, buddy.
Right. Flawless. So, yeah, totally. And the people have probably don't even realize that you said that word. It's probably sounded like me.
I'm very good at doing an impression of you.
Very good.
Why do this? You just want to bet it all on one and call it a day. You're going to do parlays as well, or is it just like an easy...
I'm going to do, buddy. I mean, if you come up, you'll see. you'll see me either up here or fucking down here. I will either love or not enjoy this game at all. Last year, I won a lot of money. So I was and the Eagles lost. I was like super psyched. Right, like double win for me. But like, yeah, not for you. But I don't really care about your feelings about football. So, you know, so this year I'm going to do the same thing. I start off hot this year, hot, like thousands up, right. And then by week 12, I don't know what the fuck happened, but everyone couldn't kick field goals anymore, and everybody started going for it on fourth down like all the fucking time, and I just caught a cold streak and bad, real bad. So I was like, around week 16, I was like, I'm done. I'm done betting until like the Super Bowl. I even thought I didn't bet a single playoff game, not a single playoff game, which is unlike me. I usually bet like every game. Mm. Nope. Waiting till Super Bowl. I'm going to throw it all. I'm doing parlays. I'm doing fucking straight up bets. I'm doing everything, dude. I'm going to fucking go to town.
Okay.
This Sunday. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm excited for you. I don't, good, buddy. I'm a little worried that it's going to break you mentally, but other than that, I don't know what the bottom is. Yeah, it seems like you're doing it on purpose. It kind of does. Like you're like, I feel like
gambling gods are going to have my back on this one.
That's not a thing, but okay.
Then that's your problem. That's your problem right there, is you don't believe in gambling gods and gambling karma and vibes, and that's your fucking, you know what? You're uninvited. You're already on the button. You're going to bring this fucking negativity into the gambling house. You can't come. You got to be fucking positive. You got to support me and just put out good vibes.
Yeah. I mean, the good vibes would be there, but it's, probability. Just
I hear one thing about gambling guys not being real. I swear to God, I'll lose my shit. I swear to God, I'll lose my shit.
Yeah. I don't know if there's like a MGM, Athenius or something. You know what I mean? Like,
there is. And I pray to them all the time. And sometimes they answer my prayers. And sometimes they punish me because I wasn't a good servant to them. Right. Do you not get how this works? Do you not get how gods work? You're so stupid sometimes.
I am a little dumb. I will say, when it comes to mythical gods that you made up just moments ago, I do get a little...
Go try placing a bet and you tell me. And then they'll be like, yeah, that's shame. They're going to smite you and your blasphemeness.
Right. Nailed it.
That's a word. Blasphemeness.
Yep.
Blasphemy.
I wish we could end the podcast here. Genuinely. Which I was like, we can't get better than that. You know? It's just one of those situations. Yeah, no, I wouldn't, you know, it's I do think, yeah, you're trying to break your brain. You do this to yourself. Nope. You try to make highs and lows just to feel something.
Don't listen to him. And that's okay. Yeah. That's not what he's talking about.
Yeah. What do the gambling gods do? I guess they like. Do you think like the Greek gods come down? They dress as like mom's who are playing the slots, and then fuck another. They fuck somebody, and then like have a kid.
They're all dressed like pit bosses. That's the gamble. Very no nonsense guys, just there to do business with you. That's it. That's what the gambling gods are, because they're very no nonsense. Either you lose or you win. There's no fucking like. Sorry, sweetie. Because like you think of like a slot machine grandma. You also think of like a sweetness tour, maybe. We're like, gosh, she might be nice. If she's willing, she might give you some candy. She might be a little bit of my drink. There's like a niceness to that. No. Gambling gods are brutal. They are there for business and business only. They are not your friends. They're not there to help you out. They're there to do their job, and you're there to do your job. Okay? That's it.
Okay.
Transaction.
Right. Relationship. I mean, I mean, it sounds like you're a simp for them, but I get it.
No.
Sounds like it.
Definitely, if anything, they kind of work for me, really, when you think about it.
So you can't bargain with them, but and they hold all the power, but yeah, they work for you. Got it.
I mean, no.
Hey, buddy, listen.
I win, you know, and then when I win, they're losing, technically.
Addiction right? is real, dude. Addiction is a real thing.
It's not a real thing. They tell your body, don't worry about it, and just move on. What are you talking about?
Can you promise me something?
The drugs. I just go, no, and then I get through it.
Right. You yell at your tum-tum?
Yeah. I stop all my things. I just go, no.
You just actually, yeah, like when you got dosed with like acid accidentally and did it to yourself, and then you just yelled at your tummy.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. Body come back. Body fight. No.
Tell the drugs, no. Tell the chemicals, no. You got this.
Yeah. I do wish in those moments I could summon like ninja powers or like some karate master powers and just tell my body, like, that remake of,
If you can manifest a real life injury because your brain tells you to, like, there's things where like people manifest like actual diseases and stuff, right?
Totally.
Your brain, okay. Why can't you tell your brain to be like, no, don't let me be poisoned? Pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah. I get it.
You know, our brains don't make sense. It's like we're supposed to be the same team. It's like you're fighting me constantly.
I know.
We could all be superheroes. I believe that. We could all be fucking superheroes, and our brains limit. Do you know, this is more of a physical flaw than it is non-physical or mental. But also, fact check me on this. I don't know how true this is. I was going to say a thing right now that I read one time. Our brain limits our physical abilities to stop injury. I heard, like, theoretically, if you had the ability to, you could throw a fastball like 300 miles an hour, but that would completely tear your...
Right?
So your brain limits it to like, you can only throw it this fast or like this hard because your brain stops you from like destroying your body. Does that make sense? Okay.
Well, of course.
And I don't know how true that is. It sounds like it's true though. It sounds like your brain could limit your body to a certain thing, but.
Totally. Yeah. You're saying, we're all unbreakable.
Yes.
Right.
We're all like limitless.
We're all, Bruce Willis.
We're retarded. Limitless. Like, we're not limitless. We're just fucking stupid.
You got it.
We're the opposite.
Episode 166. Put it on the board, everybody. We got one RN. Nice.
Sorry, I did that word twice today. But it's fine. You didn't catch it the first time. See? Totally normal. But, like, that's my point. So, it's like, my brain is like, hey, man, you're in my body. Like, we are a team. If I die, you also die. Like, you don't get to live on without me. So... work better with me. It's like the dream shit. Like, we always dream negative shit. Why? Make it a positive thing. We're on the same team. You feel the effects of my scaredness too, stupid.
Right.
Right? Like, we're all together here. I feel like my brain is working independently from the rest of my body a lot of the time. Do you not feel that way? I feel like that way all the time. It's completely like, it's like an independent contractor.
Well, as someone who has mastery over their brain and mind. Because I am a pope of this cult and need to be perceived as such. So because I'm a completely omnipotent being, who has gained that through constant meditation and Kegel exercises.
Is that the trick?
It's really what it is. Just during meditation, I'm Kegeling. I'm Kegeling now. I Kegel always. Right. Always be Kegeling is my kind of ABK. Terminology.
I think it's a K.
ABK. All day. Bitch minds are, it's for, you know, like that's for everybody. All right. Hey, I got to close. All right. Kegeling be closing. That's all I'm saying. I tell you sometimes, man, my mind's, it's running. The meditation does help. I will say it does help just kind of center me a little bit, like trying to get to a place where my thoughts aren't, you know.
That's meditation to me is like reading, which was something last episode. I was like, I have to keep rereading the same first line. It's the same way.
Sit up straight, buddy. Thank you. I love you. You look, I know. You have injuries. We should have brought your camera down a little bit. But I feel you. I get you on it. It's you know what it is? It's I didn't set any limitations or expectations for it. I didn't research anything. I just was like, I'm going to listen to ocean sounds and I'm going, there's waves, you know, I just always, that always relaxes me, which is interesting. I just always been relaxed more at the beach and just the sound.
No, that's pretty normal and common. It's not like a unique thing.
No, I guess what I'm saying is unique is that it does work also removed from the beach. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I get the whole, like, oh, the beach is relaxing to me. Like, yeah.
I know how you meant it. But I'm saying, yeah. It's like, yeah, the sounds of ocean. Yeah, I get the same way. I like to sit like and watch the ocean crash and shit. Like, that's like a therapeutic thing. I like the sound of blow dryers and fucking rain and thunderstorms. So I'm also weird. I get it.
I thought you were going to say blowjobs, and that was going to be, I love the sound of blowjobs and hair dryers. And just
a good one. That I like it. I don't want some weak shit. Yeah, I don't want some weak blowjob shit.
You know, just making your own videos. Like, can I stop? No. It's like, holy shit, Adam. This is intense, buddy. This is ridiculous. Who's that woman? And why is she? Why does she want to stop? Ah, it's just a game we play.
Ah, don't worry about it. I pay her. It's fine. Yeah, I get it. No, that shit. But I can't sit down still in a room and be like, okay, just my thoughts, here we go, and like listen to like a ocean. I just can't. I think
you're a no ADD. Person. You're also a no person. You've said no to me multiple times.
Yeah, I think a lot of things are stupid and gay. And I just,
yeah, which I, we all know is the things that you just don't want to work is really what it is.
That's part of it.
That's the funny part of anytime I'm eating. Anytime I'm meeting people, like meet people who are just, they don't want to grow as an individual. That's very obvious.
Someone say that's part of it. That's someone say. I think it's because it's stupid and gay, but someone else say because I'm lazy, but whatever.
I don't feel like doing work on myself. Why can't I just be amazing?
No, I do work on myself. I punch things and I get the anger out and I've been better at not yelling at people.
I was going to say, make a promise to me that you don't punch if things go the way you don't want them to go for your big bet.
Look at my hands. A lot better. Look at that. Yeah. It went down a lot. It's still swollen, but it's a lot better. Yeah. It's 3 weeks removed from that, too. It's just crazy.
Adam punched a table or something.
A desk, whatever.
It's tough, buddy. You're going to be 40 in a couple of years, and you know.
Okay, well, you don't gotta fucking say it like that.
You can't be punching shit, dude. It's just at some point, you know. It's like you can't be a Hulk.
Well, I know, because that desk did not bend at all, and I punched it pretty fucking hard, and I have a pretty good punch, and I was like completely unfazed. That desk was not even a scratch.
Turns out you need to strengthen your mind to be able to punch
it's
that
crazy how hard
desk,
that was.
Man.
You know, like, I told you, like, the immediate, like, it was like the immediate, like, regret too. It wasn't like my adrenaline didn't even like put it through. I was like, fuck, I was so mad too. Oh no. I was like, that's how much that shit. I thought I broke my fucking knuckle. I mean, right away. I was like, fuck, I'm still mad though. So I gotta pick which one I wanna be now, either more mad about the thing or mad I hurt my which I gotta put one of these emotions forward.
Yeah, what's the emotion we're trying to get to when we do dumb shit like that as men? We're like, it's either we want to just call, like, we need to, I feel like it's, what's the word? It's like almost displacing your anger, right? It's, I mean, they got thrash rooms now. They got, like, the beat-up rooms, which I think you would benefit from. Just go in, start smashing shit.
No, here's the psychotic part about me. No, because it's meant to be broken. Right, and like it's not the same joy for me.
I want to get off this podcast. Stuff. I don't want to do this anymore.
You don't understand my brain, guy. I'm telling you, that is a room that's dedicated for that reason. Right, I want to break something that shit isn't meant to be broken because it makes you feel better. That's a dedicated breaking room. I don't want that.
I'm thinking about breaking things. I'm thinking about you are one of the more difficult people that I work with.
Yeah, I'm annoying.
It's awful. The compartmentalization that you need to get to. Well, I'm like, yeah, just take the thing that you want to break, the reason why you want to break it. Just go one layer deeper. Go like, oh, I want to break things because I have pent up anger. Then go break things. You're like, no, because it's got to be special broken. You're like, what are you, a 6 year old? Like, yes. Dude, compartmentalize down one more time. I've been saying this forever. I should be, you should be given to the ward, become a ward of the state, and I should be given, rights over you just to make sure you're allowed to move forward in life. It's terrifying.
Dude, here's the problem. I live longer than I should have. I was meant to die on a battlefield somewhere, like 100%.
Oh, 100%. No, okay. Battlefield is crazy that you said that, but okay. That's nuts. But yeah, no, I get you.
No, yeah. I meant I should have died at 22 years old fighting in a Viking war somewhere. Like, that should have been, I shouldn't have lived this long. What My purpose was to cause chaos very shortly. My point, I was born way too late in the world, and I was not meant to be 37 years old.
You're meant to be in Valhalla. You're meant to 100%. Go to Valhalla. Early.
I was meant to be 18, 19, be like, you gotta go fight that Viking tribe. And be like, all right. And then I die, and that's it. And I that was my fucking run.
You do feel like the guy who dies from a sniper's hit during a wartime thing, like at the moment of something went well in the battle, and then you stand up too early. Like, you do feel like the guy's like, no, Johnson. Fuck. Like, yeah, you know, like, yeah. You're the sweetheart. It's that third act break where we need someone to die. We need them to be beloved. And it's just that moment of like, oh, that's right. Johnson was just a sweet, dumb idiot. And he just stood up at the wrong time and just like that. Yeah. Tragic story that a grandpa tells.
I just outlived my time.
I mean, I'm not supposed to be here. I feel you. I mean, like naturally, I'm not supposed to be here. Yeah. Just based off of modern medicine, I'm not supposed to be here. I've had circumstances where I've almost died three times.
Yeah.
I know. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
I think about it sometimes. I think about it all the time. Kind of. Yeah,
that's
like,
I think about.
Not supposed to. Yeah, like, I'm not. It's kind of a cool concept because then you're like, I'm not supposed to be here. So every day is pretty great. Like, I'm not, you know, like, people always, it's like that thing of like, I actually do thank the doctors, not the made up, you know, universe or whatever. I'm just like, no, thank you. Because without you, I technically would not, without science and you bagging it, I would not be here. So that's pretty cool. Like every time I wake up and I'm just like, another day dodging the old death, baby. It's Final Destination over here for me. Always.
We almost died in all that stuff anyway. But yeah, so we almost both died a bunch, but you were like naturally and mine was like third party ways. And I feel like naturally to survive something, you have more of a, I feel like, appreciation of life than I do. We're like, you know me, I'm like a psycho and like, I'm afraid of dying. But like, because my body never tried to kill me, other people's bodies try to kill me, right? So it's like that thing of like, oh, I can just keep, I don't think I could die. Like, I have a weird hero's complex to me where like, I think I can only die for myself. Like, I think like internal, I can only be taken out like by a cancer. Like, I don't think I could die like in the world, like by a third. I think I am more, I think I'm unbreakable. Because I've been in some, I mean, psychotic situations where I should have died a bunch of times. And, like, I'm never really kind of got out of it unscathed a lot. So, like, I don't know. I think I am not immortal, but, like.
You believe yourself, right. You believe yourself to be a Highlander. Yeah. Like, you need to just be beheaded by another Highlander. Or it really, you cannot be defeated.
Like, I think I can walk into, like, a stray of bullets.
Right.
And not get hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I can't.
Okay, cool. It's good to, I think it's unfair, but yeah, sure. That's fun. I mean, that's I guess just, yeah, these must be the warrior gods that just, they favor you.
I don't think I could be killed.
I feel like you need to, like, when you, get, it is funny that you have, you are the main character in your story, which we'll talk about it. Dissuasion, like, you know, that's not really what reality is, but you're like, yeah, I'm the main character in this story, and you've talked about it. You think you're in a matrix and stuff. It's interesting. It's an interesting concept.
Dude, can I even tell you, and this isn't, it's not even a bit. I swear to God, dude. I thought about this for a long time. And like,
dude, how about this? Wait, it's nice to know that I'm like the best friend of the main character.
Yeah, you get to live or not. Maybe you die, and that's like my arc.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. That's a shame. Oh, yeah, I was about to say, waiting for you to immediately be like, yeah, dude, I'm sorry. I mean, you're going to be the third act best friend death.
Well, you made it three acts. It's pretty good.
Pretty cool.
Better than dying right away. But, like, I've been in, like, I thought of this even back when I was still doing crazy shit. Because, like, you know, I've survived a bunch of stuff. So I've been in situations where I even said to myself, like, I think I'll be okay. I'm not getting. Like, I'd be like, I'll even look around me and the other people. I'm like, nah, I'll be all right. I'll live this. Like, I'll get through this. Like, I just had this weird confidence that it's like, at the time I shouldn't have it because it's like whatever's happening is like in the midst of happening. But like, I'm like, nah, yeah, this.
Nah, it's that warrior confidence. For some reason, you think you're like predestined to do things. Again, I think it's all the funny part of those people that die in movies that we see that are like, I cannot be killed. Like, just, you know what I mean? It's those guys.
I was inches from being electrocuted to death one time. Inches during Hurricane Sandy. We were like standing out on the street and there was like this giant flood. And we were literally like, dude, I'm not getting like less than a foot from the floodwater. And as I'm just talking, a fucking electrical pole collapses from the flood and hits the giant thing of water right next. And it's like, boom, 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 boom. Everything's like getting electrified. It was crazy, dude. Inches from me. And I was like, whoa.
Were you not in contact with the water at that time?
No.
Or where?
Okay. You were like very close to it. We were very close to the fucking water. Like it was okay. On the street still. And it was like flooding slowly.
Got you. Okay.
So like we were still on the concrete, like the dry part. I mean, you know, wet from the rain.
No, I get you. Because I think I'm trying to get a picture of it's coming up through the drains, I imagine, and stuff like that. Like the water table.
It was coming in through the ocean. It was like that's
right. Okay. Yeah. But you're on the precipice of it coming. Yeah. People don't.
Yeah.
Flood sounds like it's rushing, but I get what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. It's slowly flooding.
I feel you.
Like, yeah. But it hit, I mean, dude, and it was like a movie. Like shit was blowing up. And I was like, whoa.
I've heard them pop. Yeah, it's.
Can't die.
Right. I can't die.
Like, this is crazy.
Just
I almost
around.
Died three times that night alone. I fucking did it. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah, just looking around, just like, man, it's close for all you guys, huh? Pretty nuts. I know. I mean, I'm the child of this universe and shall not be killed. But it's got to be tough for everybody here. That was close for you guys.
Like this. It's time to touch the water. Just right, see if right, I can right. fucking. Really push my luck.
Little spicy. very fun. I don't know. Yeah, we're going to see what we can do. I mean, definitely different approaches to it of living past where you're kind of supposed to have died or not supposed to be around. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. Yeah, yep. I'm excited to be just – I'm happy that in your world I'm at least a best friend, and that's nice that I have zero agency and that you think your
just
brain
know,
is writing
I'll be super
everything.
Sad
oh,
when you die.
Okay. You go ahead. Sorry. I forgot you are the main character. So go ahead.
Yeah. I'm super sad when you die. So like that's
good to know.
Know that.
Yeah. That's super nice of us. That's super nice of you. I should say. Yeah. That's
I'll
thank
be,
you. Buddy.
I'll cry for sure.
Wow.
I'll get over it, but you know, I'll cry.
Means a lot. Hey, can I leave you, this isn't legal, but I'm gonna leave you all of my, articles of clothing that I've jizzed in. So I'm going to leave you just those. I was going to leave them to my son, but if I don't make it, the son, I mean, if I don't make it.
Your SEAL daughter.
My SEAL daughter, you know what? I think she's in fucking Ocean College right now, and I feel like she's distant, and I think we're, you know, her and her mom are kind of teaming up against me. So I'm having a little bit of a problem right now with that.
I feel you.
And yeah, so I don't know how it's going to swing out. I got to pay SEAL
money
support. Yeah, SEAL. Oh, that was what I was going. Oh, you could see me scrambling. You could see me scrambling. SEAL money is what it should be. So yeah, let's just leave it there. Be fucking trying, failing so terribly. SEAL money. Oh God, we're so stupid. Listen, if you're the narrator of your own story and don't think anyone else exists, contact Adam, hit him up, Adam Nutter on all this stuff. Leave some comments. Yeah. I mean, you know, we are still the cult as well. So, I mean, we kind of still own you in a way. So, while it is your narrative, I think we are big players in it. So hit us up, drop some comments. We will see you guys on another episode of Cult of Us. And we got more videos and stuff coming up. Oh, join us on the Patreon. If you want to see, we got some videos and cool stuff for us to watch, some crazy shit, some animal videos. I think we're all, you know, great stuff. So patreon.com/cultofus. Adam Nutter, I will see you later, buddy.
Later.
You want to be a good person. We know you do. And that's why we're here to guide you and help. You can go to @cultofuscast or cultofus. And just subscribe, and that will fix you. This is your Pope, Neil Wood, and that will fix you. We know that you'll grow as a person and be better. Check out all the stuff at patreon.com/cultofus or dropdent.com/podcasts. You want to be better? You will.
Hi, I'm International Men of Mystery Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m., where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a We take comics. Our podcast, where we be the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.